therefore reflects the vision. And I just want to stop, as I was saying last night, this is my first chapter as your national minister, but as my second decade of chapters, starting in 2000 in Philadelphia, I haven't missed a single chapter. And honestly, I cannot think, and there are people with better memories here than me, of a time when we have had every single voting member of the chapter here, except for Vicky, who was on her way and is in Flagstaff caring for her mom, present. So, wow. This is what fraternity is. We cannot be brothers and sisters in absentia easily. And so, again, when you hold your regional gatherings and your local gatherings, just think for a moment, have you had, as a regional minister, every single one of your local fraternity ministers at the table?
No.
You know? When you have your local fraternity gatherings, you have every single member there? And we do. So first of all, I want to say to all of you, thank you. God bless you. And I must say initially that the vision of the order must begin with us. And if you can put that picture back up, Fitz, of Peter on the sea.
I'm going to leave.
Sorry. No, take your time. I'll just worry about moving Jan out.
No worries.
Not to worry for me. Okay.
Just block your picture.
She'll be happy.
Because I would argue in some way, as we meditate on that wonderful gospel passage, that the ones in the boat, okay, did not sink beneath the waves, okay? It's only when Peter decided to jump out of the boat did he begin to sink beneath the waves. And honestly, if there is at any time when I, as national minister, or you, as regional minister, wants to step out of the boat and think you're going to make it on your own, I can speak from my own experience, you're going to sink beneath the waves. My brother, Kent Ferris, who I'll talk more about in a second, was saying that in the English language, there is no word whelmed, W-H-E-L-M-E-D, it's only overwhelmed or underwhelmed, and I looked it up, and whelmed is a word meaning waves, okay, the whelms or the waves. And the world outside of the boat is increasingly, in this society, a pagan world. You do not, as you heard Larry say, hear Francis and Claire, Jesus and Mary mentioned in the public discussion, except maybe as a profanity. And it's a stormy, stormy place out there. But inside the boat, this is you. This is the fraternity. This is Holy Mother Church. And yes, this boat is rocking, because the boat is on the waves as well. But the boat is not sinking. There may be times when the people in the boat are looking a little timorous, okay? I won't argue with that. But they are not as worried as this person who jumps out of the boat. So, you know, there are times when, honestly, I have received 50 emails in a single day, or I have this person saying, as you saw in my annual report, can I be a secular Franciscan by myself in solidarity? No. Sorry. Been tried, didn't work. And so even if you are Peter and you're called to lead, as all of you here at the table are leaders. Don't lose your brothers and sisters. So absolutely, at the beginning of this chapter, absolutely, in my vision of the order, I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. And now, Bob, if you can jump to page 5 at the very beginning, and do that as you will.
Please don't get seasick as the word.
Right there. This is your newly elected National Executive Council. And there's only two names that have repeated from the previous administration. And the first name is not a repeat, okay? This is my first time. And we have been meeting this week. We came here Friday night. I don't know really how it got started, but somehow we all inherited nicknames, okay?
And how could that have happened?
I do know one or two of those. I do know the history of one or two of those, and I don't know, Bob Fitz, if you can pull up our beautiful Tile newsletter and turn to page 17, because I can show you why Sister Doe got her name. Now this is your time.
It's coming.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, right there. Okay. Now page 17, if you got it.
Beautiful newsletter.
Yes. Right here. Now this was not posed, and as far as I know, that doesn't look like a zoo. And as far as I know, that looks like a real doe. And this is our real national vice minister. Okay. I don't know if I would be quite as open mouthed as that.
She's very inviting.
Very. So Elaine is Sister Doe, and as many times you will see her filling in for me better than I, and we don't have these for everybody. Jan Parker somehow inherited the name of Sister Moon, and Dennis Ross, of course. I don't know if you're showing. I mean, and Dennis Ross, interestingly enough, of course, Brother Buck. And we're not sure of the relationship of Sister Doe and Brother Buck. That's another discussion. Mary Bittner, Sister Earth. Michelle Kim, Sister Water. Arturo, if you know him, of course, Brother Fuego, Brother Fire. And Emerald Queen, Sister Star. And interestingly enough, Brother Bob as Brother Bob. And I want to tell you in all joy that we have formed a fraternity within the fraternity.
You forgot one. What's your nickname?
What's yours?
What does the moon reflect?
Brother Sun.
Brother Sun. Well, Brother Sun.
Was there no Brother Wind?
Never guess how we came up with Bob Fitzsimmons, our national formation director, as Brother Wynn. But thank you for asking, Brother Wynn. you're now on the list. And also, if you haven't got a chance to talk to him and meet him, our kind of newest member of the National Executive Council is our JPIC chair, Kent Ferris, who has already run more than 20 miles around the facilities. And of course, we named him Brother Rabbit. Kent? Stand up, young man. Are you wearing your running shoes?
No, not
yet. How many miles today?
Three.
Three, an off day. The second day was 11 miles, and we asked him what he saw. He said, a lot of rabbits. Okay. Again, I would challenge you, regional ministers, is your regional executive council a fraternity? Are they brothers and sisters who really feel that loving bind and they can joyfully call each other nicknames? And because I tell you quite frankly that I couldn't be standing here without their tremendous help. There is not a member of your elected National Executive Council that has missed 1 minute of any meeting from last year to this year. Think about that. Not a single minute. As a matter of fact, Mary and Jan have kind of doubled the official minutes by late night working on the schedule, which I'll be talking about more on. And I promise you, as we look forward to a new council in 2012, every single member of this National Executive Council could take and is taking national leadership. And every single one of them has conducted a regional visitation or election. And so to our National Executive Council, God bless you. Thank you. Now, this is Tau 22, where it has the newbies. Any fraternity, of course, cannot really survive without new life and new blood. And it's been a very unusual year. I've just introduced Kent, and I saw, yeah. If you haven't met the person who did this beautiful newsletter, it's available electronically, and there are a few of the color editions that she has. Have you already given those out, Anna? Or
at the cafe.
At the cafe. Good. Okay. So please go to the cafe. Anna, would you like to say something? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
No, they'll be available at the cafe. I won't have enough for everyone in the room, but you'll certainly be able to browse through them, and they are on the web. So,
you've got one for all the regional ministers, though, don't you? Yeah.
I thought I had.
They're going like hotcakes.
Yes, they are.
But anyway, she.
Is this the one that just came in the mail?
Yes, this one that just came in.
I wish I gave it to you.
Oh, good. Very nice.
Yeah. So, for all of our new regional ministers, you've already stood up and said hello. But again, if you would stand up again and let me recognize you, just stay standing if you can. Joanne, just stand up. And Charlotte. And Marion. And Fitz. And Joan. And Cherry. And Pat. And Vicky, in absentia. Sil. Josh, Jerry, Sherry, and Steve. We are really honored to have you. We know what it's like to serve where you are now serving, and we know it's not an easy job. And those of us who have maybe been in the saddle a little bit longer want to keep you in the saddle a little bit longer. And those of you who are sitting look around at these people. Each of them has a mentor. We've never really had a mentor program before. And if you are the mentor of these people, would you stand up also? Okay. And I would like to thank you. And again, regional ministers, when you bring in new council members, have a mentor, if you can, somebody that has some experience on the council to be with them and meet with them. And if any of you new ones have any questions, what the heck is this guy doing talking so long, or anything, please.
Even the old guys have that question.
Exactly. Exactly. Please ask your questions and let us be here to help you. Thank you. Welcome. Congratulations. Ken.
I would just like to say, the many years I've been here, when I first came, not having somebody to show you what to do, the first year and even the second year, I wandered aimlessly, not knowing the procedure, what was going on, anything, and they had nobody that would show you the way. This is one of the best programs I think that was ever initiated for the new ministers.
Yes, I think that came from Elaine, pretty much.
No, that started in the previous council.
Good.
I was asked to be the presenter for that orientation, but actually it started under Patrick.
She fine-tuned it.
That's nice. Okay. I think you did it, but anyway, I was on the, I was on the previous council. But nice of you to affirm. And again, this is part of that the vision. So if you can, if you have your schedules there before you, it fits the very page one of the documents that I gave you. Take your time. Page one, at the very beginning. There you go. This wonderful graphic was done by Jim Wesley, and if Jim, are you here?
I'm the back.
Okay. Jim and Cindy, you're gonna see them a bunch, but they have decided to host our next national chapter in 2012. And Jim, would you stand up in case you don't know Jim? Okay, he's a great artist and secular Franciscan. And while I'm doing this, please, if you and your significant other are both secular Franciscans, would you stand, please, both of you? Wow, that is really great. Okay, now, would you be seated again? Do any of you actually have where one of your children is also a secular Franciscan? Wow, that's great. Thank you. Okay. It's nice to share that in the family. And so, right in the title here, Bringing the Gift of Gospel Living to Life, Our Credible Witnessing, is my call and my challenge to all of you to think about in your geographic groups, as Mary's going to give you the call in about half an hour or so. What exactly is your vision of the order? Okay, this is our first gathering of a new administration, if you will, and you need to be thinking about that. You know, if you had to summarize your vision in a few words, what would it be? And so we got together in very, very cold St. Louis in February, and a very, very warm welcome from Jan Parker, who also cooked one of our meals. Can you imagine that? This was our kind of summary. Bringing the gift, and it is a gift, of gospel living to life our credible, and for many of you, incredible witnessing. And in that, of course, as I said in my national report, our basic secular Franciscan vision is, as it says in our rule, to go from gospel to life and life to gospel. We need to seek first the kingdom of God. We're not trying to build really the kingdom of our national fraternity or the kingdom of our regional fraternity or the kingdom of our local fraternity. No! Sorry. As I said, it's God's chapter, and we're trying to seek first and build first the kingdom of God. Not that God needs us, okay? That's our way to salvation. And we want to try as best as we can to reflect Christ's love through the working of the Holy Spirit to all around us. Certainly our brothers and sisters in the boat on the rocky waves gathered with us in chapter. But beyond that, as you saw with Sister Doe and Brother Buck, to all of God's creatures and indeed to creation itself. We need to make Christ our goal, our light, our light, our love. And of course we do that. We've chosen to do that. It's not the only way, but it's the way we've chosen, by following in the footsteps of Saints Francis and Claire, and as you heard so beautifully, Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, and all the Franciscan saints, recognized and unrecognized. That is our vision that we came together with, and we lay out before you again our challenge to you. And then, of course, we articulated our four priorities. And if you can, Fitz, go to page 10. And they are, first of all, fraternity. And again, to us, we can't really have formation until we have a fraternity that is forming the people. Again, to me, the fraternity is, as it says in the rule, the community of love. The fraternity is our visible expression of the church. The fraternity is our call. Again, our call is not an individual call. We're not so much Carmelites who maybe it's just kind of God, but even they also gather together. And so I think we're missing the point if we do not focus on the importance of fraternity to bring each other to salvation. And I'm blessed, as I said, that the NEC has come together as a fraternity, and I hope we, as the national fraternity, can come together in these next few days and to feel that joy and maybe earn some nicknames and have some stories and build a history. Build a history. A shared story, if you will, as we go forward this week. Of course, a lot of our problems in fraternity, as you're going to hear Fitz tell us later in the week, are because of a failure of formation. And we haven't somehow instilled that sense that we are a community of love. And sometimes it's a community of discord, not of cord. And so we cannot get away from formation. It stands front and center for us, as it does for the international fraternity. If I believe Tibor, you know, formation is very important to you guys. And exactly. And it's a priority for us, and I hope all of you will put on your calendars for 2011 that May 12th to 15th date. And there's a sweetheart deal that is already online, and Fitz, I don't want to steal any of your thunder. I mean, I don't know how I could steal from Brother Wind anyway, but anyway. that I hope I'll be able to see all of you there in May at Our Lady of the Snows, and right in the middle of the United States. It's hard to find a central location, but I promise you can't find much more central than right there in the Mississippi River to gather and spend an entire session just on formation, this initial formation manual that's going to come down for forming the formators. Now, I don't know how we maintain fraternity. I don't know how we share formation without communication. And so, you want to do deal forms. You want to do it now?
No. But they're here.
Good. Without communication, and so communication is an absolute priority. And I apologize. You know, almost a certain failure in a way, in the sense that it always needs improvement. If you go back to that visual, you don't need to because you should have it in your mind, of Peter on the sea, there was a failure of communication there. I think when Peter left the boat, he didn't communicate to the people in the boat. And so he was kind of left on the waves and then almost under the waves. And the same with myself. If I'm not communicating with you, if I'm not communicating with God, then I'm going to sink. Absolutely. Now, how we do that, especially with our active members who are unable to attend meetings, because we have in local fraternities and in regional fraternities, and I would argue even in this national fraternity, a very active member who is not with us physically, and that's Vicki. Vicki is a new time regional minister, but she's been with NAFRA for a long time, and she and our beloved commuter committee have been doing great work. She's our webpage master. And so she is an active member, even though she's not physically here. How do we communicate with her? Well, I don't know if she has email, but she certainly has a cell phone, and our sister Elaine has been in direct contact with her. I haven't called her just not to bother her. I think she's got enough on her plate. But how do we get, for example, the TAO newsletter to everybody? Well, we still mail it. 14,000 copies. Randy is the one who kind of handles who wants it electronically and who wants a physical copy. And Anna knows that that beautiful color doesn't quite work in strictly black and white. You know, it's a little bit harder document to read. But on the other hand, if we printed all of them with that elaborate color, we'd be bankrupt. Our two largest expenses, as you'll see when Brother Buck presents the budget, are our national gathering and our TAO newsletter. What are those about? Well, they're about all of this, but they are our primary means of communication. If you read my national, my annual report to you, my preferred form of communication is one-on-one. And I hope and I challenge you and me that at some point in the next couple of days, I can talk to each of you one-on-one. That's my preferred way, but you know, hello, we cannot do that but once a year. Even my beloved regional minister and I haven't seen her since for so long, since Mary celebrated her jubilee, her 50th wedding anniversary. Congratulations, Mary. You know? And so, even with my beloved NEC, we only meet 3 times a year, and it's expensive. Elaine is in Washington State. Jan is in St. Louis. I'm in Washington, D.C., just us three getting together. Okay, imagine that. Where are we going to meet? East, west, or middle? It's expensive. It's expensive. So I want to challenge you, and I've challenged the NEC, to think about how we can do this better. And our beloved national counselors, in themselves a great and diverse group, have been appointed pretty much as our diversity trinity. And I say this in many ways, okay? Michelle, annyeonghaseyo. That's the limit of my Korean. But raise your hand, please, if there are Koreans in your region. Look at those hands, okay? Now, I think Sylvia, you're the champ. I think you have 10?
Nine
Korean fraternities, okay? We in St. Margaret of Katona, Washington, D.C. have two. Anybody else have two or more? Okay. Cindy?
I have two.
Two? Father Rich, two? Okay.
Vicky has two.
Okay. And, hello? I'm guessing that the reason that they have formed Korean fraternities is because they predominantly speak Korean? Just a shot in the dark. Mary?
Interestingly enough, however, we have, coming into my own fraternity, Little Flower, the husband of Terry Kim, Steve Kim, who is choosing to be in a fraternity that speaks English.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
But he's welcoming, and how well do you know his culture?
I'm learning.
Exactly. That's a great, great spirit. So Michelle brings that heritage with her. And Arturo, buenos dias, ¿cómo está?
Buenos dias, hermano.
Okay, that's my Spanish is finished now. And raise your hands if you have a Spanish-speaking fraternity member in your local fraternity. Local fraternity. I do, okay. Spanish-speaking fraternities in your region. Look at that, okay, look at that. As you no doubt know, the United States of America is the second largest Spanish-speaking, first Spanish is the first language country in the world after Mexico. We beat the crap out of Spain. Okay. 20 million plus, and those are the ones we can count. We don't, you know, I'm not quite sure how many others there are. So, you and your wisdom elected them, plus Mary. Mary, how many languages do you have?
I have what?
Languages.
Me personally?
Yes. Good. And so, Mary kind of in the, how did you guys divide it up? I think you've got kind of the eastern and northern, northeast of the United States. And Arturo, you have the south and the west. And Mary, you have the central.
Great Lakes.
And the Great Lakes, okay? So geographically, they are diverse as well. And they are working on this matter of communication across our diversity. Father Lester sent an email out to all of you on the NAFRL saying that we don't need a single diversity coordinator. All of us need to be involved in diversity. Now, if you as a national fraternity want to go in another direction with that this week, of course, that's what you're going to be discussing in your geographic groups. But we were tasked to think about this as your National Executive Council, and we thought about it long and hard. And at the moment, we have these three, our national counselors, Arturo, Michelle, and Mary, as our diversity focus, if you will. And also, particularly Michelle, working on this matter of improved electronic communications. I hope I don't embarrass you, Michelle, but Michelle is a former IBM executive, and I think she wakes up with computers and goes to sleep with computers.
I think she uses them in her dream.
I think so. Maybe.
Maybe.
And I hope sometime, is Dan Mulholland here? Yeah. That we can get together as the commuter committee and discuss, you know, improved electronic communication. Because I believe it was Dan, I'm glad you're standing, Dan, that in 2001 national gathering in San Antonio, Texas, you graciously offered to set up the NAFRL. and, you know, you may curse him, okay? All of the email you receive or not receive, but he's still with us. He's still a member of the commuter committee. And would all the commuter committee, I saw Roger and Bob, you know, and this is our commuter committee, and I'm sorry, I don't remember you guys ever not being in a chapter for at least the last 10 years. Bob?
This is my ninth.
Roger?
Where am I, seventh grade?
Seventh, Dan?
Since 97.
Wow. And Vicki, of course, as a regional minister, felt that she needed to kind of turn over some of the responsibilities of the commuter committee to Dan. And Dan graciously accepted, thank you. And what a blessing it is to have you. And so at some point when Vicki gets here, you know, Dan, do you want to say anything?
Pardon?
Do you want to say anything?
Well, I'm saying something on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, welcome.
You know, communication is what we really are concentrating on, and that's the main emphasis of the computer committee, is to make sure the word gets out, either electronically, through email, through internet, all the other list servers we have, and through the TalUSA database. And the TalUSA database is one of the biggest things we have going. It was a really great decision by Bill Licks to make sure that everyone in the country got the TalUSA. That way, everyone is on the same page, and that's what we're trying to maintain and keep going.
Thank you, and doing a great job. And it's great that we've got our previous national minister who will be speaking to us, who kind of is now wearing a new hat as national historian. Bill, would you stand up and wave if they don't know you? Okay. I believe Bill is quite heroic in that you are the last two-term elected national minister.
You will be the next one?
I don't know. I'd be surprised. It's becoming an increasingly hard job to do on a daily basis with no staff, no salary, and all 14,000 members with feeling the need. That's my minister, and sending the emails on a regular basis. It's increasingly difficult. I really do feel like Peter on the waves at times with the difficulties of this one, the communication. And since I'm talking about difficulties, I must also lay a challenge that my sister Elaine will be even stronger on laying out before you, this challenge of youth, okay? I guess I'm going to be, you can really hate me, okay? But go ahead and hate me. If you are 49 truly years or younger, would you stand up? Okay.
Welcome.
Think about that for a moment.
Yes.
Think about that for a moment. That's our challenge. I don't know if you remember her introduced last night. She'll be speaking to us tonight, and we're really looking forward to it. Dr. Kim Smolik of the Franciscan Mission Service. Kim?
Thanks,
Bill. Did you want to say hello, Ruby?
No, I'm just really looking forward to tonight. I've had some great conversations so far with people around the meal tables, and I'm excited. Can I tell a little secret?
Great.
No, am I loud enough?
Yes. Yeah.
I used to teach high school. I can project. When I was doing a budget last year, when I first came on and was learning about the whole Franciscan order, all the orders, and I learned about the SFOs, I mean, I was new to this 2 years ago. And to me, I said, well, what's our connection with SFOs? It must be big. I said, they're lay, we're lay, this is such a natural connection. And I found out it wasn't very big. And so to me, this is a new day. I see this as such a natural connection between you and the work that Franciscan Mission Service is doing as laity in the world living out the Franciscan way. So I'm just really excited to be able to hear more from you, learn about what you're doing, and share tonight a little bit more about our mission.
Now, I know it's not age, because you're open to any missioner. But how many of your missioners are 49 or younger?
Well, even from the ones that came home, the ones that came home recently, that was a pretty big group. About 70% were less than 49, and are currently in the field, we're looking at about half and half. We are experiencing this trend with volunteerism and mission around baby boomers, the generation of doing and wanting to do and make change in the world, wanting to go on to mission, and we welcome that. But also, we do really target that mid 20 to mid 30 something as a group that we really want to see come to the mission, because they have a whole lifetime after them, many, many years, to have that experience that they had on mission lived out in the United States in a Franciscan way. And that's a big part of what we're about.
And that is one of the real reasons that I feel very much drawn to the work of Franciscan Mission Service, because a lot of our young people really want to do it kind of full-time, being Franciscan. And so they may be called to religious life, or they may call to this mission work. And every time I go over to the Franciscan Mission Service, and I want to thank Kim, because she invited the entire National Executive Council to her house, Casa San Salvador, for a delicious Maryland crab dinner that she herself handpicked the crabs. Nobody was better at that than my brother Arturo, king of the crabs. I mean,
talk about tacos and enchiladas.
Yeah. And, I was kind of, feeling, I'm sorry, Kim, a little bit like granddad. We, as another of our apostolates, pretty much adopted financially Nora Pfeiffer in Bolivia. And I hope you get Nora's blog. And we would have invited Nora if we could have, but, she's doing a little better work down in Bolivia than being around here. And I believe Nora is 25?
25, yeah.
You know?
She is wise beyond her years. She inspires me all the time. She's an amazing young woman.
She's amazing. It's an honor to...
I will tell you a little bit more about what she's doing tonight, but her blog is really, it's like spiritual read in a way. It's really worth following.
It is. It is like spiritual reading. It really is. And I think she's having a great time.
She is.
And I hope when she comes back, we can kind of kidnap her and get come to one of these gatherings, and share with us. So this is our, if you will, thinking outside the box. I was also talking to one of the people that works for Larry, Christy Elliott. And Larry, how old is Christy?
20? I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's definitely... below 49.
Exactly. I think
she'd be 1 in 49.
Yeah. I think she's below 39. I'm guessing below 35. What would you say, Ken?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she's below 30, but she'd be saying I'm blessing her. But
she's gonna be 30. She's in her 20s.
I think she's in her 20s too. You know. And I was talking to, did you meet her, Ed, Christy?
I took her to lunch.
Oh. Very wise man.
Because I like to be seen with 20-something.
And as you will hear later, Ed Shirley, and I really thank all of you who have volunteered to do the morning prayers. And it was wonderful this morning, this meditation on Elizabeth of Hungary. And then Ed is going to do morning prayer. And I think Maddie's going to be doing a morning prayer at some time. And I'm really looking forward to all those. As you will hear later from Ed, and it's curious that Ed would wonder who Brother Wynn would be, because... I won't go there. I've asked him to be SFO Ambassador at Large. He is one of our distinguished lay secular Franciscan theologians, teaches theology down in Texas, and I didn't know his being Ambassador at Large went to 20-somethings, but all right, And I was talking to Christy, and Christy said that she went with some trepidation to the Franciscan Federation of Sisters. And I asked Christy, why speculation? Well, she said when she looked out on the people, it looked like she was looking out on us. She said she was amazed at how many of the sisters were, shall we say, vintage. Mature.
You can say seasoned.
Seasoned, okay. I like seasoned, okay. In our time. But the joy that she felt was that, and this is her words, not mine, that these old folks still had some juice in them. This is Christy. And so the great challenge, of course, I would believe in our vision of the order, and Christy said this very much, she's still seeking her identity. She's thinking possibly about going into religious life. She's thinking possibly about if she can stay afloat at the Franciscan Atchison Network, possibly going to you. I don't know if you've met, I think you've met Christy, yeah, about going on mission. And she said to me, quite frankly, I am attracted to the secular Franciscan life because so much of the life of young people today is not God-centered. It does not bring peace. I do not feel joy going to bars and nightclubs. The bar scene, the dating scene, the 20-something scene is not a cause for joy, for peace, for feeling any sense of being brothers and sisters trying to bring salvation to one another. And so that great challenge of youth is not only, as Kim is saying, who has a little more credibility than some of us in terms of closeness of age, to the 20-somethings, to the 30-somethings, to bring them into the family, but how we can give that credible witnessing, share that joy, so that they want to join us. Because I really and truly believe that if we live Christ and talk Christ and teach Christ and share Christ, then they will come to us. If we can keep the youth alive, remember Christ was dead at 33. If we can keep that youth alive in our hearts, then we're doing the best we can. I would make an argument that that lay identity of ours in our American society may come a little bit later. It may come after you've achieved some maturity, after you've maybe gotten out into the world, you've began to establish a career, you've begun to establish a family, and then you are attracted. Kent, who did stand up as one of those under 40s, nevertheless, I believe has been a secular Franciscan, Kent, for 25 years? 20 years. Wow. 20 years, okay. And I'm guessing that would be at age 25.
A little bit younger,
okay. You know, lucky them. So these are what we're... Now, again, in your geographic groups, in just a moment, as Mary will give you your commission, you might want to set different priorities within your vision, we will change. We felt that as your National Executive Council, we were wasting our time if from the get-go we didn't have a sense of vision and a sense of priorities. Now, keeping that in mind, if we could go back to page one, I just want to briefly go through the agenda, and then I don't know if I need to turn this over to you and I see if the agenda will be approved, or I can just call for that, okay? Last night, I think, was a good beginning because I hope all of us remember that the four purposes, as you just saw of fraternity gathering, are first of all, the spiritual, the prayer, and then secondly, of course, the formation aspect that we're forming one another. Third, of course, the social aspect, where we get to meet and greet and become brothers and sisters to one another. And then fourth is that business aspect, okay? And we do have to approve a budget. We do have to amend our statutes, and we will address that, as you will see. But it's in that order. Prayer, formation, social, then the business. And so last night, of course, we celebrated Eucharist with a very humble and wonderful newbie, like many of you, Auxiliary Bishop Eduardo Nevarez. Heard the wonderful talk that Brother David gave, how wonderful it was to hear from him. And then we started this morning, of course, in prayer, and I started in the name of the Father and the Son, and bringing Christ into our presence, where I hope and beg that he will stay and pray. And to build fraternity and that sense of solidarity, if you will, that sense of family, almost immediately we're going to break into geographic groups. And I hope each of the geographic groups, which are much smaller than this body, because we're going to divide you into fours and more, okay? Because there will be other groups with those of you who are not voting members and in a geographic group can also form. And you'll report back. Mary's going to figure that out. That's above my pay grade. And then you're going to come back together, and that's pretty much the rest of our day, if you will. Okay? Because here you're going to get together from 10:30 to 12, which is this time, and then share, as you can see, everybody to share out. And then we're going to get CNSA, and our visitors are going to say in a moment, we're going to go to Mass at 5 o'clock with Father Kevin. Page 2. Tonight, as I just said, Kim is going to present to us, and I'm really looking forward to this wonderful panel discussion on immigration. You may have heard, maybe distantly, that Arizona has been engaged in this immigration. Is this news to anybody? And so Sue has stepped up to the plate and said, let's bring both sides to the table. And it'll be interesting to see what's up with immigration in the state of Arizona. I'm actually looking forward to that discussion, and certainly invite all of you to come to that. It'll be right here at 7:30. And then tomorrow morning, as I said, Ed is going to lead us in prayer. We're going to have our beloved Jan step up, our SS, our serving secretary. And then our national treasurer will make his report, and we'll get some commission reports, and we'll hear directly from Kent, who I hope you'll get a chance to know, and from our sweetheart with his sweetheart deal. And Elaine is going to speak for Franciscan Youth. And as you saw in my national letter, and as you may have seen in one of Jan's emails, if you ever thought that being vice minister you had nothing to do, talk to Elaine. Because I would be lost without her. As she said to Tibor yesterday, she said, I'm a nuts and bolts kind of gal. And so indeed she is. Elaine, thank you for all you've done. And one of the things I asked her was to step up on youth. And in our original gathering, we took priorities in February in St. Louis. And Jan and Elaine stepped up for youth, and they will be saying more about that later. I'm looking forward on Thursday to our presentations. You met Alan and Father Larry already, and Father Mike, I think, is on his way. He's now the American kind of delegate to Franciscans International. It's very high up there. Father Rich, you know his title? I mean, it's... Yeah. Michelle, do you know his title? Father Mike's title?
Yeah, I know his job description.
Okay.
He's responsible for animating and developing Franciscan International Mission across America.
Wow.
So north and south.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to Mike and his presentation. And then our in-house people, great, great people. Anna, you just saw. If you didn't see the camera, you should have seen Bob. Bob, are you still there? Yeah, there he is, still with his camera. Okay, right there. Sharon, you may not know. What, Sharon? And Sharon has really got a lot on her plate to share with you, and I beg you to share it all. Sharon.
Can you try to stand up, please?
Yeah, Sharon, would you stand up so they know who you are? This is Sharon Devereaux, our archivist. Okay, did you want to say anything? Okay. Okay, good. Bill Wicks, you saw, Dan, you saw, and Ed, you saw. But we're so delighted, you know, as you may have heard last night, what the bishop said, if you want to see Christ, look at the cross. And then I said, if you want to see a true Franciscan, look at Brother David. But to me, a true secular Franciscan is Maria Mori. Maria, you see? This is my ideal, okay? And it's delighted to have you. And then there'll be this mobile pregnancy and ultrasound bus tour, which you'll hear more about from Sue a little bit later. More ongoing formation. We turn the entire afternoon over to Fitz and give you a taste of what you can get in May and what's coming down the pipe. And go to Thursday night. Okay, we'll have Mass with Father Richard. And Friday morning, will be our in the afternoon, our day away. Again, our geographic groups will meet, and the members of the NEC, please remember Friday morning, we need to get together as well. Saturday, we're going to do our budget and finish up all of our business. And one more page. And we'll have our rite of remembrance on Saturday at the beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine outside. The weather will be fabulous, Jan has promised. And we'll have our final Mass together. Father Emmanuel will be doing that on Saturday. Sunday we'll kind of debrief, and if you've got any complaints, bring those forward. And I beg that you will travel in peace. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Ken? So recognize the second?
I second.
Okay, Sally? All in favor who can vote? Oh, yeah, any discussion? Okay, opposed? All right, and one last thing I want to say before I give the mic to Mary, and Dennis may speak more about this. I just want to thank you again. I've got Bill Wicks here. As far as I know, you as a national fraternity have been the most generous that I know in recent memory. As a national fraternity, we sent $19,473 to Haiti. $19,473 to Haiti. And to the Philippines, $2,340.50 to make a total of $21,813.50, all to Catholic Relief Services to go to Haiti and the Philippines. And if you include in that the H2O project, which the most that it's ever raised was sent to Don Ryder, our NAFRA Peace Award winner last year, to help with water issues in Africa, $20,832, for a total of $42,645.50 out of your pocket donations. This is not per capita, please. This is out of pocket donations from the donor fund and from your individuals. You were exceptionally generous this year, and I just want to thank you. Mary, it's all yours.
And as someone who's very conscious of the schedule, we're 5 minutes late.
Sorry.
Or more. And so, I'm not going to speak for very long.
We were wondering why he kept talking so long.
Why what?
Why he kept talking so long.
He's using up my time.
You want the lectern right there?
Yeah, I guess. I want to talk just very briefly, because we need to get going on things. What we have planned for you is a chance for the geographic groups to get together, and also we have a number of
visitors and observers who will also be invited to take part in this exercise. The geographic groups will be meeting in various places, and I'll just mention them now, okay? Geogroup 1 will be right here. Geographic Group 2, the south and middle part will be there. Geographic Group 3, the Great Lakes, will be over in Room H in this building that's just sort of perpendicular to us, the Portiuncula. Room H is the room right around here. And then around the corner of that building, Room G, will be Geographic Group 4. The observers and guests will be heading toward the break room that we were in last night for their Anthony room. And they may end up being broken up into more than one group. Kathleen White Yay. And Rena Schwerb will be going with you, send up you guys so they know who you are. And the NEC and our Chios visitors will be going back to the Guadalupe room where we were. Okay? So what do we want you to do in this time? I have here, which I'll hand out to people from the group, a scripture reading that we'd like you to begin with.
Wow.
Begin with prayer. Mm-hmm. And take a significant amount of time for doing this, half an hour maybe, to read the scripture, sit in essentially contemplation, listening in silence for 7 to 10 minutes, and then share what you've heard, okay, around the scripture. And then after that, I've listed here the four priorities that Tom spoke about that we had you know, sort of semi-finalized in St. Louis. We'd like you to think about those. We would like you to think about them in a few different contexts, okay? This is, for me, what's important. What's most important for us to do here, besides build fraternity, is to refocus on our identity and purpose. That's given in Article 1 of our rule. It talks about the Franciscan family. And then it says, in various ways and forms, but in life-giving union with each other, they intend to make present the charism of our common seraphic father in the life and mission of the church. That's our purpose. That's why we're Franciscan. We make present the charism. Okay? And so I would like you to reflect on what we're talking about in terms of priorities and vision, in terms of our charism, our real true purpose. And since I don't have much time, I'll just list what I think are the important parts, the elements of the charism, and maybe sometime we can talk about them more later. For me, for our order particularly, conversion, fraternity, and gospel living are the three things that really stand out. For me, conversion and the prayer and contemplation that undergird that and make it possible. Fraternity and the humility supported by poverty and promotes fraternal joy. And finally, gospel living and the simplicity, which with Francis brought that forth. I would like you to think about all those things. That's lots of things. But just if you can remember to say to yourself, the charism. Our purpose is to be bringing living the charism and making it present in the life of the church and the world. We're going out to the world. Okay, another thing I would like you to think about, two more. One is, we've talked about our vision and what the different elements and the priorities are. So how are we going to implement them? How are we going to make them real? And third thing, consider not, and I mentioned this in my email to everybody, not just in terms of within the order, but all of those priorities have aspects that can be sent outward. Communication, certainly, with the world. Fraternity, what does the world need now? You know, but more of a recognition of our brother and sisterhood. All of them. And so when you're thinking, don't just limit yourself to what do we need to be thinking about for the order. Although, of course, we do want to do that. I will do a couple things, two things to close. One thing, first, are people fairly clear about where they should be going after this? Okay? Group one, group two, the observers and guests, and we would really like to invite the observers and guests to participate in this. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Obviously, I don't have any authority to compel you to do it. But we would like you to do it. And one thing I didn't mention is that all the groups will be given 5 minutes when we come back at 1 o'clock after lunch. The groups will be given 5 minutes to speak. And usually we just appoint some one person from the group to share what the consensus of the group has been or the highlights of what they have. But each group, and there will be probably two observer groups when we have enough. So, and here we have some notebooks. Our secretary has got some paper for the geographic groups to make notes on, just in case you don't have any, and the observers as well. And we would really, this is one opportunity that people who are just here as guests and observing, we would like your input. So if you're at all interested in doing it, we would invite you to go to the guest center. Remember this one. Okay, so to send people forth, if people are clear about what they're going to be doing and when, we're going to be taking a 10-minute break after this, and then go to your group. The lunch will be at noon. You can be a little late if you want. If you're having so much fun discussing that you don't want to quit,
they can sit at table together.
They can sit at table together at lunch if they want to continue to discuss. That's great. And be back here then. We'll meet back here at 1 o'clock. Okay, to share what we have. No, I'm going to pray first, and then we will sing. Everybody got your... Jan's focused on singing, and I'm focused on praying.
It's the same thing.
Pray twice.
All right. Before the...